This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk today about a reporter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Her name is Sarah Hopkins, and she is using social media to be a paid spokesperson for major brands. And again, she is a reporter at a television station in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jasmine, what do you think of the idea of someone being a reporter and a paid spokesperson for products?
I think it's dangerous because we definitely could see a conflict of interest when this type of situation occurs. Her news director, I believe, did say that she was not going to be covering any products or any companies that she advertised for. But I think it lends itself to a credibility issue here. If you see a reporter being goofy and doing these goofy commercials off the news, do you really take them seriously when they are on the news?
I agree. And I think just the appearance of a conflict of interest is bad enough, even if people see her in, you know, on the ads and also doing the news. They could raise questions with the audience.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find much disagreement on this panel that this is the wrong thing that she's doing. And I disagree with the idea, well, she just won't be covering anything associated with these products. You never know what's going to come up and when you're going to need her to cover something. I understand, especially as she's just out of college, this is her first job, it's a smaller market, she's probably not being paid a lot of money. In fact, this article from NewsLab says that she's actually doubled her income by posting these ads.
Right.
But still, this is another example, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, of someone who I think is more interested in being a celebrity or being famous than in actually being a reporter.
Yeah, Rich, I'm going to have to agree with you there. If she's doubled her income with this, then maybe she just shouldn't be in the journalism business. You know, when we take on that position, we are asking our audience to trust us. And although they are being forthcoming about the fact that, yeah, she does advertise products, I don't think when you are a reporter or you're a journalist that you should be an advertiser. I just don't think you should be a paid spokesperson. I think you're crossing some ethical lines there.
And, you know, the defense is, well, she's not being paid very much. And I think the article notes that the average salary in this market for reporters is $27,800. So I think when you're a reporter and you're just starting out, you're expected to kind of pay your dues, and you're not going to make a lot of money in those first years, but eventually the pay gets better, and you know you don't go into the business for the money. You do it because it's a calling, and there's an element of public service to it. So I think, yeah, I agree with Jasmine. If she wants to, you know, if she's doing it to be in the limelight and she likes the exposure, then maybe she should just go the PR or advertising route or blog route or something else.
Right. And there are plenty of people who have done blogs and have not been paid spokespeople, and they've been fairly successful with that. And I don't see that as much of a problem if you're a blogger but you're not taking money from advertisers. You're just putting out your opinion on certain things. I don't see that as much of a problem. But this clearly is crossing some lines there. She's being paid by Coke. She's being paid by Old Navy to do some of these ads. And I think she had a Vine ad, which is a six-second video that you share. And I see that as a big problem for them. But I do think that the TV station is capitalizing on this. It seems that they are really not interested in her stopping.
Which makes me wonder how much they're interested in her as a reporter and how much they're interested in her for her social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the followers she can bring to the station. Do you think this should apply to more than just reporters? Lisa, you mentioned this is a calling, or it should be a calling if you're a news reporter. What about with television stations? They have sports anchors, sports reporters, weather people. Should this also apply to them? Should they not advertise? Do you consider those people to also be journalists?
I do. I think that, the sports staff, definitely, they're journalists, so I don't think they should cross over into the advertising. Weather, I don't know, I guess you could, I think weather people, at least in the TV markets, in communities I've covered, they've also been a little bit of a community celebrity, so mm-hmm. they might do some more promotional stuff. And so I think maybe you could be a little more lax there. But from anybody working in the newsroom, I think you need to just stay on the news side and try to preserve that invisible wall or whatever, the firewall between the news and the advertising departments.
One reason I ask is because the sportscaster Erin Andrews, I have seen her in commercials recently talking about probiotics or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she used to work for ESPN. I believe she's with Fox now. I wouldn't think her income would be that much of an issue. And I think mm-hmm. she's really crossing a line by being a paid spokesperson for some sort of product.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just really think that journalists need to avoid doing that at all costs. And most
if
TV
you want
stations.
To be considered, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you want to be considered a journalist,
yes.
sportscasters kind of get into that gray area too. Are you a celebrity or are you actually a journalist?
More of a commentator maybe and not so much a journalist. I can see where they want to make a difference or they want to make a distinction there. But when it comes down to it, if you're reporting and you're bringing information to the public, well, you are a journalist, especially when you go out and do those deeper feature stories on the different sports figures. People need to find you a credible source of information. If you are a reporter, you are a journalist, you really shouldn't be a paid advertiser. And a lot of TV stations, at least the ones that I've worked for, had clear guidelines about the fact that their anchors and their reporters under contract could not be paid spokespersons. They could not do voiceovers for advertisers and that kind of thing. The only thing that you could do is promote your own product. So you could do news promos, but you could not do advertisements. So I think it's interesting that this station is allowing her to go outside and do these things when a lot of other state TV stations make a clear line that you cannot go and do these types of things.
Does it bother you that this station doesn't seem to have a problem with this?
I think it's a slippery slope.
I was surprised that they don't prohibit this. I mean, I don't think if this were going on in my old newsroom, in a newspaper newsroom, it would not be tolerated. So it would not have been tolerated. I mean, I think it's probably, we're kind of in new territory, and there are these stations, as the article notes, news stations want reporters and journalists who are active in social media. So it's... But I think they need to have guidelines saying, you know, the social media has to pertain to whatever their news job first and not spill over into advertising. So I think they need to just set rules out or have some kind of policy.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.